factors affecting population growth. Other than factors that affect birth and death rate, there are other factors that can influence the size and shape of a population growth. Populations are affected by many factors, the main natural ones being birth rates and death rates, which affect the level of natural change. However, a country's population does not exist in isolation in today's globalised world, and we are now massively affected by immigration, or movement of people into a country, and emigration, where people exit a country. Other factors that affect the change in a population growth include the impact of urbanisation, the emancipation or freedom of women, agricultural changes, and education. Urbanisation is the growth of towns and cities. Rural to urban migration happened in the past centuries in richer nations and is happening today in poorer nations. It has a significant impact upon population growth because it can impact upon the birth and death rates of a country. As a country becomes increasingly urbanised, the birth rate tends to rise and death rates tend to fall. The birth rates rise because people have more access to medical care in cities than in rural areas, thus infant mortality falls and birth rate rises in the short term. Death rates fall in urban areas because it is cheaper and more economic to provide medical and education services and to ensure more reliable food supplies. This means that people get more educated, better fed, and can be treated when sick. This is not the case in more remote rural areas, so death rates fall in urban areas. Agricultural change is another factor, and they've been massive over the past 400 years. We can now produce more food than ever before. Many of these agricultural changes, even at low levels, free up workers from the farms. This allows industrialisation, which needs lots of workers and tends to promote high birth rates. The more regular supply of food from advanced farming also promotes birth rates and reduces famine deaths. The third factor is education. Education plays a vital role in determining the levels of birth rates and death rates in a country, and hence the level of population growth. Simple programs in hygiene can impact upon death rates, while family planning education can reduce birth rates. Following World War I, when many European countries had suffered massive losses in their populations, many governments switched population education to promoting more births. In the longer term, as education levels increase, people tend to have fewer children, so that they can focus their resources on improving the life chances of the few children they have. The emancipation of women is the last factor. In many rich countries, women have become over time free to work when they want within their life. This is not the case in all countries in the world, where many women are stuck in gender-specific, unpaid and often very hard work, such as maintaining a household and subsistence farming plots. Many events in the UK have contributed to the increasing equality of women, including women getting the right to vote and the valuable work women did in factories in the UK during World War II freed up women to do more work. This emancipation of women has had a demographic consequence in that it has delayed childbearing age. Women are more likely now to go to university and work for a few years before having their first child. This can result in fewer children being born per woman as fertility declines with age for women. In 2002, the average age for first births for a woman was 29 years, 3 years older than in 1971.